Holly, she's being so sweet right now.
I think she's depressed.
Holly, you good?
Yeah, she's honestly.
Holly,
she
depression looks good on you. No, but I mean, doesn't she just look so cute?
Is that Warren stuff?
God.
That's Warren stuff.
Okay. Well, this is like the first episode we've done since the live show. And we had so much fun doing it. Thank you for those that joined
so
us.
So much fun.
It was amazing. After party was a little wild.
I blame it on everyone else.
Same.
Wasn't me. But so much fun. So today's theme that I have is going to be called They Didn't Make the Cut or Didn't Make the Cut. Something along those lines. So they're stories that were considered for the live show but didn't quite make it in there. So you guys ready?
Doesn't mean they're worse.
No, they're still really good.
All right, let's get it.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay, we back. Okay. Lauren, you're actually going first today.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Lauren found a really good story for the live show that is going to be very jarring.
Well, I will shift my weight.
It makes me so mad. Like, I just found ones that, like, make my blood boil.
That's good.
Okay. Am I the asshole if I ask my brother not to bring his husband to my wedding?
Yes.
So the title makes me sound bad, but please let me explain. I'm getting married in June. My fiance is an amazing man who I love very much. His parents, on the other hand, are religious nuts. They are extremely religious and traditional. His mother is currently making my life hell, demanding a traditional wedding. My brother is gay. He is married with a 3-year-old niece. You will see where I'm going here. I am not homophobic. I love my brother, his husband, and my niece very much. The fact is, my fiance's parents, along with being religious nuts, are extremely homophobic. And I know if my brother is there with his husband, they will say or do something that will cause a scene. So, would I be an asshole if I asked my brother to come without his husband? My fiance does not share his parents' view. In fact, he thinks I'm an asshole for even thinking this. Again, I am not homophobic. I love my brother very much. I just want a perfect wedding. Is that so wrong?
I haven't heard this one.
Oh, really good. Okay.
No. Yes, you're the asshole.
Mm.
The fact that the husband is the one sticking up for her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband needs to take a stand with his parents and say, there will be security present. I don't even fucking care if he's lying. There will be security present. There will be security present. Well, I don't know why it sounds so weird in my head. If you guys try to start something, you will be removed. I don't care if you're my parents. You will be gone.
I love that.
Like, do not pass go.
Mm-hmm.
Why does your brother have to suffer? Why do you have to make your brother feel like shit for some homophobic people?
Yeah, for the fucking assholes. That's right. What makes me mad. Like, why do they win in this situation? And it's like, she's like, I just want a perfect wedding and they're paying for a lot. Is that so wrong? Yes, it's still wrong. Do what's right.
Don't take their money. Take like,
yeah.
And I know that's easier said than done because weddings are fucking expensive, but like, don't you, they're going to hold that over your head then.
Well, the other thing too is that even if, okay, she wants her perfect wedding and like wants to take the money from the parents, la la la, but it's just like, then it's like if they say something stupid, then they say something stupid and you can ignore them and move on. Like, I don't know why you would disinvite somebody that you love. That just is so gross to me.
Yeah. I think there's a lot you can do too to like manage the day. I think I don't really interact with a lot of people at weddings. Like, I think when we went to, like, I was in Kate's wedding and I like interacted with the bridal party like for pictures and like all throughout the day, but then I was like hanging out with Justin and like my friend Jordan, so it's like I wasn't like mingling all about. And I feel like her brother doesn't really have to interact with them. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't want to, so it's like schedule your family pictures and like give yourself 20 minutes in between. So like do the bride's family pictures first, and then 20 minutes after, do the groom's family pictures. Like, you can schedule and, like, plan your day. Mm-hmm. So there has to be, like, the least amount of interaction.
Yeah. But I also just want the parents to eat dirt.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Also, the other thing, too, is that Oh, no, I blanked. Dirt. Yeah, I blinked. You take it from here.
Justin.
Oh, blanked? I thought you said blinked, and I'm like, blanked. Why is that holding you up?
Lauren blinks and her brain shuts down.
I just think if there's any problems within a family or group of people, a wedding is where it all comes to a head. Because a wedding is the one time, one of the only times where you're truly pulling together everyone, whether it be from divorce or whatever family dynamic there is. I think a wedding is the culmination of all of it. That's where everything will come to a head. And so I don't instantly, like right off the bat, I'm not, yes, it's pretty obvious choice. And I think we've decided that.
Yeah.
But I can see how, from her point of view, you get so skewed from all these external factors. And you're just trying to like get to the wedding and have your wedding. And I mean, if people say enough shit to you, it'll start to like practically brainwash you. Yes, you should not lose the respect for your brother and his partner. But it's, I think people can get in these situations where they really start to get like manipulated. Mm-hmm. And so she might not even be thinking clearly at this point.
Yeah.
But I think that the choice, yes, you have to have your people there.
Yeah.
You can't ask someone to, like, if this person's been a big part of your life, you're going to be like, yo, sorry, but these parents aren't cool with it. Mm-hmm. And so you get in a really tight place, but the decision here is pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, it's letting homophobia win. And to me, that is, that's what's really important. That is what's pushing our world forward, is moments like those of deciding, I'm not going to let homophobia win. I'm not going to let these people that are homophobic, because they have money, control and dictate a bigger thing than a wedding.
Yeah.
And I know weddings are important, and I know that it's like really meaningful, and I want her to have a great day. But it's just like the thing to say, I want to disinvite my brother-in-law. That is what makes me so mad. Like, I think what she should do is just be like, hey, you guys, I love you more than anything, and I want you to come more than anything. I don't know if they're going to be homophobic and weird. And if they are, I just want you to be prepared for
that. Here's a heads up.
Yeah, here's a heads up.
Totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Totally appropriate.
And like, if they are, then fuck them. Like, let my husband know, he'll take care of him.
Yeah.
But it's just like, well, don't like, totally don't disinvite. Don't disinvite someone you love. Like,
yeah, you got to be part of the change.
Exactly.
You're also like, I don't know why people can't, when weddings are involved, I don't know why people can't see past one day. Like, you're going to potentially damage a relationship for one single moment in time, one day of your life. When you have the next 50 years, if they stay together for however long, but they have a kid together, so he's going to be around, you're going to damage the next 50 years of your life with that person for one day. Is it really that important to you to like burn that bridge?
Totally agree. And it's like, and I'm not at all trying to downplay like people and their weddings. I know it's really important. I want everyone to have a special wedding. I truly do. But like you said, Morgan, it's, you got to look at the bigger picture and what really matters to you. Like, your relationship should, like, weddings should be about love. That's what they're about. So, yeah.
Well, and chances are, I mean, we don't know these people, but you'd hope it. I mean, it takes, even if you have these crazy and these super strong feelings and thoughts, it takes a lot, especially at a wedding, to go up and say something. It takes a lot. Sure, you can sit there and have your thoughts, but
a little alcohol and a crazy person.
I guess so. I guess that's true. But
the one where the girl poured the wine on her mom.
Oh, yeah.
Red wine on the mom's white dress.
I think we're too normal. Like, us, like, trying to imagine yourself going up to someone and saying something, like, you just can't even fathom it. Because, like, we would never do that.
No matter how passionate I was, it's just like, so awkward. It's so awkward to go up and say something. Come on.
I've witnessed people make really inappropriate comments at weddings, but it's not like very direct. It's more petty and passive aggressive. Then again, these weddings were in Minnesota, so maybe that's why.
Minnesota passive aggressive. Yeah. Whew, that's a tough one, but definitely the
easy
asshole.
One. Tough situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yes. All of the...
What was the top comment?
You're the asshole. Wait just a damn minute. Okay, so excluding someone for this issue is a valid solution for you. but you'd rather exclude the guy who would get attacked rather than the people who would do the attacking.
Right.
Goddamn, OP. Yes, look at your brother and his husband in the eye and tell them that you would rather have demanding, nutty homophobes there instead of them. Do that. Then look at yourself in the mirror and ask if you're an asshole again.
True.
And wow. Then someone else responded right after that, goes, but she wants a perfect wedding, and like drawn it all out.
Yeah.
That's very well spoken. That's perfect.
Also, something to consider too. You can only control so many variables. So like, let's just say they have a guest list of like 100 people and they give 50 of them plus ones. What if there's 3 people on that list that are bi or lesbian and they just came out recently or they just haven't really talked about their sexuality with them and they bring a date that is the same sex?
Honestly,
or trans or whatever. Like, you are putting yourself in such a precarious situation that, like, control for the variable that you know is fire.
Yeah.
Remove that variable.
Agreed.
Or really contain that variable. And like, they have a fucking babysitter the whole day. Like, her husband can literally assign a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them. If they start shit, security, they're done.
Yeah. I hate when that happens too, because sometimes people are just like, it's easier because this person's nicer. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I could either invite friend one or friend two to this event. I know that friend one, I would love to go with friend one. Like, we would have so much fun together, but she'll like not be mad at me at all if I don't invite her. Friend two, I'll still have a good time. I'd rather go with friend one, but friend two is going to freak out if I don't invite her. So I'm going to do friend two instead. And it's just like, why does it like the person who's like angrier get to win? Well, you know what I mean?
The lesser of two. No, that wouldn't apply.
Well, no, it's what's easy versus what's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because you're making a hard choice. Mm-hmm. And yes, sure, you might be procuring a potentially risky situation.
Yeah.
But we're all playing on what ifs. Mm-hmm. This is all on what ifs at the same time too.
Craziness.
What were you saying, Morgan?
Just like with what you're saying too, it's like approaching those crazy fucking homophobes and trying to have a like rational conversation with them is going to be a lot harder than her brother-in-law. That's probably a really nice person.
It would be a terrible situation, but you know he'd be like, oh, yep, I understand. Like,
yeah.
So, what's easy versus what's right?
I just hate that there's still homophobes. I'm like, it's 2022. Like, get your shit together. Stop.
I think it's really interesting how, and this is something I need to personally investigate and dive into more, and I've probably mentioned it because it fascinates me, but the fact that like homophobia wasn't really mentioned in the Bible until like the 80s when like American companies really pushed to have it like retranslated. It actually used to say like an adult man shall not lie with a young boy. Mm-hmm. And it was more talking about like pedophilia.
Mm.
And so it really started with like Bibles in Germany, but an American company paid for all of the Bibles in Germany to get like reprinted. So we can look this up. Please comment more on the YouTube video if you know about this. But like, from what I've seen, what I've like been researching, the translation, there's so many different translations. Well, and so
Kennedy literally, like, I think maybe about 5 days ago, said exactly what you just said. So
yeah,
it's definitely information that's out there. I didn't do a fact check, but
it's it's interesting. Yeah. It's so crazy to me. But
that's why history is crazy. You can literally figure out why anything today is the way it is. And that's like the history class I had in college.
Yeah.
Everything leads up and you're like, oh, okay. That's why things are this way over here. And that's why
is that anthropology? Like the study of human, like what?
I don't know. That's a big word.
That's a big word. I blinked.
That's a scary
word. My brain
turned
off. Don't know that word.
Anthropology is the study of what makes us humans.
Right, but this, like, I think it's just greater, like, overall society and how it develops and why things are the way they are.
I think that's literally anthropology.
Not just within, like...
Well, anthropology is the scientific study of humanity, concerned with human behavior, human biology, cultures, societies, and linguistics.
Yeah, definitely
in both
part of it.
Present, past, and including past human species.
I love stuff like that. Like, that's why that book, Sapiens, I just think it's so cool and so interesting.
I ordered it.
Yeah, it, like, just goes through all these different theories of where humans came from, and I think all that stuff's so interesting. I also, because my major was advertising and then minor in communications, I had so many classes that were talking about the history of our communications. Yeah. And it's like so freaking cool and crazy. And yeah. it's wild, like how it was such a short amount of time ago that we were only getting our information by penny papers. Like penny papers were the biggest breakthrough in getting like all of the classes on the mm-hmm. same page of the same information.
Wow.
It's wild.
It changed the world. And it's just so, it's that wasn't that long ago. And no. so, and now here we are talking to all these people that are all of our new friends.
Right, through a phone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going down rabbit holes today. Okay.
They're fun though.
I do enjoy it. Moving along to a lighter topic.
Okay.
Good.
Just know mother-in-law announced she'll be coming over at 2, but I have a stripper pole in my living room, LOL.
What's the just know thing?
So if there's a forum, a subreddit called Just Know Mother-in-Law. It's for people talking about toxic mother-in-laws.
Okay,
they have.
Okay.
It's, yeah. This is happening live, but I don't actually need advice. I'll appreciate it regardless, but don't feel pressured to give advice. This is just me sharing. This is happening as I type this. I'm currently at work until 2:30 and my boyfriend is home. His mother texted him that she and father-in-law will pass by at 2 and bring lunch. Boyfriend immediately texted me, all caps, babe, the stripper pole. So I'm at work laughing, imagining the absolute horror in their faces when they walk in and the first thing they see is my shiny, beautiful stripper pole. Did I mention that they are very Christian? I'm talking the worst kind. Nothing against Christians, but I don't like extremists of any form, and Same. They use their faith to hurt people. So I texted back, fuck it, it's our house. They'll have to live with it. I will definitely update. LOL.
Wow. Yes. Fireworks.
Do we have an update or no?
Oh, yeah. We got a couple.
Oh, okay.
Should oh, we, should we so. Say Can our you imagine?
Thoughts? Yeah, right? Just what's in the box 2.0. Oh, my God.
Do you have anything to say after this real quick?
I mean, I think there's a lot of excuses. Like people work out on poles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's... Yeah,
but also if these people use their beliefs and their religion to hurt people, then it's like, who cares what they think? Bye.
Right, but here's the only thing that's yeah. going through my head. Put this situation on us, right? Morgan's at work and I'm at home and peeps are coming over.
You'd give him a dance class.
If Morgan's like, fuck it, let him see it, I'm going to be like, oh shit, all right, I'm going to be the one who's here to have this conversation with them. Morgan's off at work away, gets to avoid the whole situation.
I'm coming home at 2:30.
And I'm sweating because I'm like, oh shit, okay, here we go. And they walk in like, oh no. And I'm like, yeah, so, and that's Jesus. Just, I hate like super uncomfortable yeah. situations. So I would be like, babe, you got to come home faster. You can't leave me just by myself on this one.
I mean, I would just be like, I came at the house.
Yeah, it's a fire pole. We yeah. actually just patched in the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. We were thinking about getting it removed, but just not right now.
It's actually a support because we have a low-bearing yes. wall.
There you go.
Yes. The last contractor came in mm-hmm. and they didn't have a permit.
At that point, the
collapsed,
dad...
Collapsed, actually.
Yeah. At that point, we have to have this.
Just like the Home Depot dads on TikTok, he comes over, he's like checking to make sure it's sturdy. Like, oh, yeah, yep,
uh-huh,
yep.
Yeah, uh-huh. Looks architecturally sound, yeah. So update one. This update has nothing, but I realized I need to let you all know that I'm still alive in case y'all kill me. LOL. So I just got off work. I'm on my way home. I texted my boyfriend earlier asking how things are going, and he hasn't replied or even read my text. So your guess is as good as mine. More to come.
Wow.
Update 2, and oh my God. I'm in my bedroom typing this right now. I got home, and I opened the door. Tell me right now boyfriend is lying. All caps. Me. What? Mother-in-law. He said that he wants to be a stripper.
Yes. Yes.
My boyfriend can't contain himself and just turns red and dies of laughter. And I'm standing in my doorway, wide-eyed, confused as fuck. I just say, he's lying. I'm going to go change. And I run into the bedroom and now I'm typing this. I wish I was more clever on my feet. Damn it. Well, anyways, I can hear her asking him why we have it, and I can hear him still laughing. LOL. Oh. Update 3.
Yes.
I exit my room. Mother-in-law and father-in-law are just staring at my pole. First thing out of her mouth, quote, if you're tight on money, we can help you. You don't need to do this. It's disgusting. And boyfriend shouldn't be allowing it. Me, I'm not a stripper. We're good on money. It's good exercise. Father-in-law, then go for a run. That's a stupid exercise. There's so many other things you can do. Boyfriend, have you ever seen pole dancing competitions? It's not stripping, I swear. It's super cool. Boyfriend proceeds to go on YouTube and pulls up a video. Silence. Father-in-law, whoa, turns to me. Can you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Updating soon. I think they might want to see me dance. LOL.
That's so funny. Is that, wait, so that's not what she actually does with it though?
It's a workout thing.
Oh, so she really does work out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I thought they did it like as a kink in their sex life. And so, yeah. So no, she was good the whole time.
Yeah. Last update. Okay. This went a full 180 and honestly, we had a lot of fun. We took some time to talk about some issues from the past. If I'm up for it, I'll make a separate post. But for now, it seems as though my in-laws are trying to apologize and make amends.
Aww.
After the initial shock and a few videos later, they're now little curious children, completely intrigued about the possibilities of the pole. So I showed them. I did a few tricks and mother-in-law was shrieking in delight. She was so impressed. Then father-in-law, dot, 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 dot. Quote, I can do that.
Oh, yes.
Cue father-in-law trying to pole dance and killing it, I may add.
Wow.
That shit's fucking hard, too.
So hard.
I'm picturing this like a movie. Like, I'm invested in this right now.
I'm picturing him, like, one hand just floating around it, like, effortless.
Yeah. And then, oh, my God, I love when they're, like, they're literally doing the one hand and then, like, walking with their legs still.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
All right, I know, like, what I'm doing tonight.
That's some anti-gravity shit.
Or in a pole?
Looking up videos first. Oh, yeah. We'll start slow.
Yeah. Mother-in-law was looking at him like he was a snack. It was so funny. Boyfriend and father-in-law even got into a little competition on who could do the best tricks. After my boyfriend pulled out the VR headset and we had them play a bunch of scary games and video games. Finally, they got ready to leave and they told us that they had a great time. I still don't trust them, but they were completely different people from the past, and we both got the feeling that they're really trying.
Oh, nice.
I think my boyfriend setting them in their place finally got it through their head that their actions were ruining their relationship with us. Mm. We're staying hopeful and cautious. Thanks, guys, for following along and for all the enthusiasm. It made me smile so much.
I love it. I love the way the boyfriend played it.
You guys, this sounds like the plot of Step Up 6.
Yeah, it's, I think like the Just Know thread is like, it's like the stories that are on there are like the most toxic moms, like mother-in-law situations you'll come across. So it is interesting that like this was where she posted first and then it kind of like turned into this like positive experience with them.
Right.
So it is really,
that is cool.
It's good. And I hope it continues to stay positive and maybe they grew as people.
Your boyfriend wants to become a stripper?
Tell me it isn't true. I kind of want us to all do like a THT unsupervised pole dance workout class.
I would love that. Justin, are you down?
I think you'd kill it.
I think you, yeah.
Yeah.
You are in the gym more than us. You'd be really strong. Yeah. You'd show us up.
You have a booty these days? Shake it.
Okay, I'm down.
Woo, he's down.
Okay, we'll get this on the books. Maybe in April because my head's about to explode with how busy we are. One of the comments, excuse me, but that is a load-bearing stripper pole. It can't come down. Kind of like hinting at what we were talking about.
Smart.
Does she add pictures?
No, I kind of want to see them though.
Is it like right in the living room?
I think a lot of people do put them in their living room because you kind of need the room to like swing and like move.
I would just get worried that they would break, like fall over.
Same.
Yeah, I have seen some pretty nasty videos of it coming down.
Oh, because you get fucked up.
Yeah, it's a metal pole, like bonks you in the head.
Well, not even that, just in an interesting position, like falling to the ground.
Oh, painful. Painful.
Next.
Justin really thought that was funny.
I did.
He was like, right.
You're laughing.
Okay, moving along.
This is really cool, by the way. This is a new edition.
Yeah, oh, the battery died. It's a little clamshell pearl.
No, it didn't die. It's
dead.
Dim.
I thought it was a lamp and it would have a plug.
Freaking cute.
But it did not. So I think I'm going to order the bird one that I keep seeing on TikTok. It's like a hanging bird, and it doesn't light up until you set it on the lamp.
Where's the poop knife? Oh, it hasn't come yet.
I haven't got it yet. Okay, up next. This one's a little... Am I the asshole for not attending my sister's wedding since my husband is not invited? Let me start by saying I do understand my husband's behavior is inappropriate, but like all of us, he's not perfect, and I took vows to him to stand by him and accept him as a whole person, including his flaws. Overall, he's a good husband, and I love him despite this one issue.
Wow, she's really leading it up.
Yeah.
So my husband has a kink for urinating on himself in public. I think it's the humiliation aspect that gets him off. So sometimes, not every time, we get together with my family, he will pee his pants. But overall, it's not really that disruptive. He just stands up and says something like, quote, "Oh no, I've peed myself." Then he goes to the bathroom and changes. I always bring a change of pants and underwear for him in case this happens. And when he gets back, we just move on and don't talk about it. Of course, we don't want people to know my husband is doing this for a kink, so we've told my family he has a medical condition that causes him to not have full control of his bladder. I told them the reason he doesn't wear adult diapers is that he's ashamed of needing diapers at his age, so he's basically in denial that he needs them and refuses to wear them. Well, now, my sister's getting married, and she says my husband can't come because she doesn't want him disrupting the wedding by peeing his pants. I told him it was unfair to exclude him over a medical condition he can't help, which is true as far as she knows, but she said it's his own choice to refuse to wear adult diapers, so it is his fault. I told her it's her wedding and she can invite who she wants, but if my husband isn't invited, I'm not coming. He loves my family, and I know it really hurts him to be excluded from the wedding just because of a kink he can't help having. He's been crying and saying he feels disgusting for having this, but he can't control himself, and now my family doesn't even want him around. I know it would really hurt him if I just left him home and went to the wedding by myself. He told me it's my choice to go if I want and that he won't be mad, but I know he'd be really sad if I went. I love my sister and family, but my husband is my life partner, so he's always my number one priority above anyone else, and I believe I should stand by him and support him rather than choosing my family over him. So I told my sister I won't make it to the wedding, and now she's extremely angry with me, saying I'm a bad sister because I won't be there to support her. She's marrying a woman, so she also said it makes it look like I'm a homophobe if I don't show up to support their union. I told her I'd love to come if my husband is invited, but she said she can't stand the thought of him disrupting the ceremony or reception by peeing his pants and announcing it. I told her how much it hurts my husband that he's excluded, but she doesn't care. I said, fine, but that means I can't come. And she won't let it go and keeps starting fights saying I'm a bad sister. I do feel bad that it hurts her that I won't be there.
So this is such a unique... I don't understand what's going on because it's okay. So it's a kink. So he's turned on.
I think it's probably like a humiliation kink where.
Right. But he can't control it. Like he couldn't be like, I'll take the wedding day off. You know what I mean? Justin.
That is a good question and not one I am qualified to answer. I don't know. I think like if you get to a certain point of the like maybe like once you're so far gone in like
how are you guys so chill about this? This is fucking weird, dude. How do you pee in front of your girlfriend's fam and be like, "Oh, yes."
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm like, who is he turned on by? Is he turned on by himself?
He's
like,
turned on by being humiliated in front of people.
And you can't control it? Oh, sorry. Like, I have this flashing problem. I just take out my junk every once in a while and I just can't help it.
That's also a thing. Yeah.
So I actually...
You can't help it?
That's the combination that I'm confused by.
I think truly for some people that like have stuff like this, I think it is like a mental health thing.
Of course. Yeah, it has to be.
It's just like they truly, like there's probably some people that are just, they can't control it. it's a disorder at that point.
Right. But I don't know what exactly that is. But like if he can't, if he really can't take a day off without like feeling like he's going to like, I don't know, combust or something, yeah. then like there has to be more than just like a kink. Yeah. Right. You know?
Well, at this time, right. like there's so many problems here. I think one of the biggest is the fact that like she's subjecting her family to this kink without their consent.
This is weird.
Like lying to all of them and being like, oh, it's a medical condition. You're lying. And you're letting your husband get off on subjecting them to that.
Yeah.
Her like, family.
That is a little.
It's time for therapy.
Yeah.
It's time. Oh, yeah.
This is some serious therapy.
It's time.
Fill the room with therapists.
Therapy. yeah.
That's a good song.
I am just wondering if she's even like talked to him about that. Like, let's see if there's ways that you can
yeah.
channel this energy some in a different way. But I mean, wonder. Good for her for being like, I'm going to stick by him through like complete opposite from our first story. You know, she's like,
I mean, I respect the commitment. But.
Yeah. This, yeah.
It's quite unique. Quite unique.
So unique.
I thought you were kidding. I really did.
And who knows, maybe, I mean, Reddit, you don't know with Reddit, but I also like to think like maybe this situation is, maybe this one could be fake, but there are 1000%. Situations
yeah.
that aren't fake, and these people just haven't written in.
Sure. Like, this is one of the most shocking things I've ever heard on this show.
You're pretty. Really?
This is one of the most shocking things.
Really? Yeah.
His face told it.
The other stuff, like, I don't really get fazed because it's like, just like all this shit happens in everyone's lives. But
oh, God, I think I'm really about to fuck you up after this.
Oh, wow. But I.
I'm but so what? Sorry, okay,
so
babe.
what should she do?
I'm
though?
Not traumatized. I'm just like, what?
What would you do if you were in this?
Did she know? Like, has this been? I wonder when the first time it happened was and how it became a topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just surprised. Like, I took vows to him to stand by him and accept him as a whole person, including his flaws. This isn't just like he's impatient, like, and not like. Everyone has their issues, like everyone has their own quirks and like things. But this is like something where like he probably should be getting professional help. And the fact that she's just like
letting it.
Oh, yeah. I support him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let him pee on himself in front of my family and subject my family to that.
So does he go jack off in the bathroom after he pees himself?
Or does it happen simultaneously?
No. You can't pee and jack off at the same time.
I wonder if he does, because if that's truly a kink to him, or you think he's turned on by it.
Right.
So then he goes in the bathroom like, oh, I peed myself. And then he goes in the bathroom to finish it.
But what if it's like the urge that Dexter has? Like Dexter is like, he subdued his, you know, Dexter.
Yes, but I haven't watched
his
it.
His passenger, dark passenger.
Yes. So he has this just need to kill and like, he does it in a way that he justifies and whatever.
He kills only bad people.
Yeah, I know that much.
And then like when he just.
It's not, definitely like, not a Lauren show.
It's not like a get off. It's more like a.
Release.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what this is for this person.
So it wouldn't necessarily have to be sexual, but.
I wonder.
Yeah.
When I hear kink though, I usually think that. I know somebody that told me once that he gets turned on. I've not done this with him, so don't get any ideas at all. But he just told me, for whatever reason, felt comfortable enough to, that he gets turned on by having whatever like girl he is with force him to wear her thong and like just like yell at him, and he was like, I like the feeling of humiliation.
Same,
it's like
same
the domination
kink.
Thing too.
Yeah. I literally just looked up like. Humiliation kinks just to see if I could see anything from a quick Google search. And it's like, your guide to humiliation kinks. We all have humiliating moments in our heads that torture us when we think about them, whether that's falling down in front of your crush in high school, blah, 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 blah. Today we'll give you the rundown of the wonderful world of humiliation kinks. And it's like verbal forms of physical degradation. Wow. That's a tough one. And like there's pictures that go along with it, and they describe all these different kinds. So like this is definitely a thing. And like I mean, just looking at other Reddit stories, like my girlfriend says she has a humiliation kink. So maybe others are not this far, but like.
Well, I'm not here to be insensitive. I just think you're crossing a line when it leaves the two of you and starts involving your family unknowingly and starts involving like random.
Yes.
People
that don't consent to it.
Yeah.
This is a sexual act. He's getting off on this in some way. So it's like,
yeah, that's why I was shocked. It's like he just stands up at the family dinner. Oops.
I think the part that like gets me feeling sad is just like the sadness between both her and her husband. Like you can see that she's so sad because she wants to be so supportive and she loves her sister and like she supports her sister and then it's like he's so sad because he's like, I can't help it, but like I want to be there and I love your family.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes me feel so sad about this post. If they were just kind of like, fuck you guys, I'm gonna piss wherever I want, then it's like I'd be like, okay, chill out. But it's because it's like it's clearly an actual like they don't want this to be the case, but it just is the case.
Yeah. So why not for the wedding? Why can't he wear a diaper without anyone knowing?
I was thinking just that.
Like,
that.
What's the big deal?
That's yes.
That's why I'm like, the kink like goes way farther than just like.
Because she's actively like supporting it in moments where it shouldn't be too. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, he's probably Pavloved himself even more to like really, really be into it. And like, it's probably progressed like any addiction can. Mm-hmm. So I don't get it. I don't get it. Like if he can't hold his pee in one day and like not do this one day, then like wear a diaper and try to hide it the best you can. And like, you better hold his ass down. I don't care if you have to get a seatbelt and strap it to the chair. I don't care if you have to Velcro him there. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you have to put tape over his mouth. You better make sure he does not stand up and then announce it to a room full of people. Can you imagine if he did it during his speech?
I know,
that's
right?
What,
or like
what
the
I'm
actual
picturing.
Kissing. Yeah. I feel like
while they're kissing,
yeah,
saying
something
I do.
Like that. Yeah. I feel like it's something where that like he must feel some type of overwhelming doom if he doesn't do it. Like that's because if the fact that he can't take one day off, like it must be like he feels like he's like.
How's this dude go to work?
Maybe he works remote.
Or maybe he only does it when he's in a crowd of people. And when he's in a crowd of people, he feels like he has to get that fix.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the big meeting today at work. Everyone's in the conference room.
Shit.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I just loved seeing Justin's face. Me and Morgan were like, okay, let's work this
one through.
Yeah, you
guys were like, oh, okay.
Justin's like.
We're going to have to do a Zoom on that one. Okay, I will mix it up a little bit before I give you the really traumatic one.
Ooh. Lovely.
Oh, I'm kind of, I want that one though.
You want that one first?
I don't know if I want to wait.
I think
I'll let
wait.
You decide.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have you wait.
I think you're going to wait.
Yeah. Okay. Trigger warning on the next one, you guys. It does talk about eating disorders. Am I the asshole for getting upset with my best friend's son for giving my son cake? My son is 8 years old and recently attended his friend's 8th birthday party. This friend is my best friend's son. I don't let my son have any/much junk food at all, and usually he brings his own snacks. For this incident, it was carrot sticks and ranch, two events that have a lot of sugary foods. My best friend bakes a lot and made a special chocolate cake for her son's birthday. When it comes to my son, I don't let him have cake. This is a personal preference for his health, not for any allergy reasons. He is not diabetic or gluten-free. My son knows he isn't allowed to have cake because of the additives. When he told his best friend this at the party, his friend apparently got upset and told him it was good cake, not bad like I say, because his mom made it. And it was his birthday cake. My son ate cake, got a sugar rush, and crashed, making him cranky for the rest of the day after we left the party. I told my friend she needs to have some kind of consequence for her son to teach him not to peer pressure other children into eating things they're not allowed to have. She said because it wasn't an issue of allergies or health, she said, sorry my son was cranky, but she won't be punishing her son or talking to him about it on his birthday. She says also that she'll just watch them more closely and make sure her husband does in the future as well as have a chat with him on another day about respecting food habits. I love my friend, but historically, her and her husband have always said yes to their son and not given him any consequences for anything. Both of us were present at the party and did not see them sharing the cake. They were outside eating in the backyard with their fathers and some other parents supervising while we cleaned up. So it's not an issue of anyone going behind anyone's back, just teaching children boundaries and respect. I let my son stay for the rest of the party and be with his friend, so it's not like I ruined the day. Am I the asshole for being upset with my friend's son and the fact that she won't punish him for pressuring my son into eating cake?
Yeah. What do you mean?
This is a little unhinged to me.
I have a little bit of mixed feelings because I do totally respect when people are like, I want to have a healthy diet for my child. Like, it's so funny. We all grew up just like eating shit. I guess I shouldn't speak for everyone else, but I did. And like, I'm like peanut butter and jelly sandwich is so healthy. It's like, whatever.
That's not bad.
But, but anyway, it's like, we've kind of learned how food can, you know, be really great for us and our functioning and all and how that affects us. So like, I totally respect that a parent wants to, you know, give their child the best ingredients. Like, that's totally fine. But I think that it's completely crossing the line when you're going to make it that big of a deal when it's like, you can't control somebody that much. Like, they're little kids that are eating birthday cake. Like, come on.
One
like,
piece of cake.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, there's also like a lot to be said about like parents heavily restricting certain things and like totally acting like this. Like, this is giving me, you're going to create an eating disorder.
Or they're going to turn 18 and go to college and like eat a fuck ton of everything bad because they don't know its effects and how it makes them feel.
Typically, like restricting like this does more harm than good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's kind of like totally that, like, you want your kid to be healthy, but like life is about like balance. So it's like you can eat carrots and ranch one day, but like on a birthday party, that doesn't come around every day. It's once a fucking year.
Yeah.
You can let your kid eat a piece of cake. And if you want him to eat like zero sugar added, gluten-free, dairy-free cake, then bring that so he can eat with the kids and like be a part of it.
Totally.
Or bring a whole one and then you can share, but he gets that kind too. Yeah. Like,
or just chill the fuck out.
Yes. How do you control him when he's with his friends?
But, and that's the thing too, is that like, I actually have a personal story about this because when I was little, my house was always filled with candy. Always. There was candy absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
How much
fruit snacks, cereal,
candy. Every type of candy. Like, we'd always would have a huge bowl of like every type. Like, it was basically like trick or treat Halloween, like in my house, like all year round.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
The thing is because it was there, I never ate it. I never cared for the candy. I like loved sweets. Like, when we got the ice cream sandwiches, I would always eat those. But it's just like the candy that was in the bowl, like it was always there. So I just like didn't care.
Yeah.
It was such like the like scarcity versus abundance like mindset that I was like, I can have it anytime I want. I don't want it. I had a friend whose best friend whose parents were so strict on her diet. So strict. Everything was organic. Everything was from Whole Foods.
This lady.
It's literally this lady to a T. So, but every time she would come over to my house, like, my mom's not regulating her. Like, I'm not regulating her. She would go in on the candy and eat so much. And she would get so excited and just binge eat it. And I'm like, and she's like, how are you not eating this with me? I'm like, it's always there.
Right.
Like, yeah. I don't need.
Right.
I know. I think that's so why.
I agree with what you said.
I think that's my problem now too, because like, I don't really buy a lot of like I bought jelly beans because the Starburst jelly beans.
I already found them while you were getting this equipment together. I already ate some.
They're my all-time favorite candy. Like, I love the like Starburst jelly beans that come out around like this time of year, Easter time. So like that I've been buying, or like the Smart Sweets from Target I'll get like here and there. But other than that, like, I try not to buy candy that much. But like, I go home and like, my mom has like one of those big like movie theater popcorn buckets. Like, it's a plastic one, and that thing is filled with candy and popcorn and treats, and the whole cupboard's full of cereal. So it's like, I don't eat like a lot of cereal, except I just got this one Healthy brand in. It's amazing. You'll hear about it soon. But I go home and like, because I don't have that shit, I go fucking nuts. That's all I eat when I'm there then. It's let your kid have the piece of cake.
I think the bottom line is, this person's going to be making their own choices one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And they're going to choose how they eat, and you're not going to have this control on them forever. So maybe let them experiment a little earlier on and figure out what they like and what they want. And yeah, I like to spend a little extra on food. I like to get organic stuff. I like to buy nicer things. Sure. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to have a cookie once in a while. You know what I mean? I don't do it all the time, but I certainly don't like avoid it. Like, no.
That's crazy. Also, like her comment, like, he was cranky when we left. It's like,
he's a kid.
He's probably fucking cranky because you are making a big deal out of him eating a piece of cake.
He's probably hungry. Kid's probably hungry.
Top comment on this one. God forbid your son experience a moment of joy and celebration.
Yeah.
You're the asshole.
Yeah.
FYI, sugar rushes are a myth. They have been debunked many, many, many times by scientists and medical professionals.
Damn, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Learn something new every day.
The caffeine one isn't.
No, oh, yeah, caffeine rushes.
Definitely not.
Real. But yeah, they just go on to like lay into this person. It wasn't the cake that made your son irritable. It was you.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt that you being declared the asshole in this will in any way soften your views on such things. It's perfectly fine to want to make sure your kids eat nutritiously. You also shouldn't be a fascist about it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the more you try to exert such iron control over it, the higher the likelihood you will drive your son straight into eating issues.
Totally.
There isn't a doubt in my mind that your son has a stash of candy at various places because of you.
This person's for sure not reading these comments and be like, yeah, you actually have a point there. They're for sure being I'm right.
I'm right. If you're bombarded by all these people telling, if everyone around you is telling you, like, don't you at least maybe look inward and think, because
people don't.
That's exactly what I said. That's why I was like, when I said mixed feelings, I don't mean like mixed feelings about, I definitely think he should be able to eat a cake, but I do understand the fact that like people really want to give their children like the healthiest food. But it's like you're taking it too far and it's going to do the opposite effect. It's going to shoot them in the opposite direction. Like if they feel like scarcity about this food, then like once they have freedom to choose their own, they're going to be like, oh my God. And so
And you're making your life that much harder. I mean, can you imagine controlling what someone eats this much?
Yeah.
Let alone yourself?
Well, my thought, now that like we're kind of getting into this, my thought is maybe she had an eating disorder and is now like very...
controlling.
Very controlling and is like kind of like putting that on her kid too. Because like our friend Alex worked at an eating disorder program in Minnesota. And like some of those habits, like they would look at her lunch and be like, ew, you're eating that? Like... eating disorders are very complex.
This is true.
For sure.
Very complex.
Projecting. And
So remind me to add a trigger warning for this one too, but.
But do you guys know the people, like anybody that just like never drank until, I don't know, college or until they're 21 or whatever like that, and that they just went off because they were so used to being this like goody 100%. Two-shoes. And then it's just like they just. It's like crazy. you gotta mix it in a little bit.
I think that's why like Europe, like you slowly are integrated into like having a glass of wine at dinner with your parents at 16. Mm-hmm. And like
I don't know why I didn't go off. I didn't really drink much, and then I still really didn't drink much. My first time being drunk was freshman year of college.
Wow.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know anyone, but I guess
I didn't pop off, but I 100% know so many people that did.
Totally.
Another comment on this one. You're the asshole. It was cake on a special occasion. Your son isn't being fed cake daily. Also, you have issues with additives in cake, but find ranch to be acceptable?
Boom.
Boom.
That is so true because like ranch is like made from dairy products and that shit sits on a shelf. So.
That's right.
Well, I think what got me is that she was like, when another parent tells another parent that they need to punish their child, it can get a little tricky.
It's weird.
And so when it's about a cake, a birthday cake, like, come on. Like,
kid is not in the wrong.
It's like, yeah, it's like, if anything, like, talk to your own child and just be like, hey, you know what? Like, there are going to be people that peer pressure you. And, like, I just want you to make the best choices for yourself. So, like, cool. Then that's on you and your family. But the fact that you're like, you need to talk to your little son about peer pressure. Dude, he's telling his friend to eat a birthday cake.
Like it
come
was
on.
Drugs.
Yeah. She's like, gateway drug cake.
Exactly. That's the vibe, though.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for...
Ready.
You ready to move on and be really...
How many awards are we talking?
I can't show you until after, but there's a lot.
It gives you a number, I thought.
No.
Oh, you'd have to add them up. Okay.
One, two.
Okay.
26, 27, 23.
So a lot. I'm here for it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm
scared.
I found out that my husband is storing sealed jars of diarrhea.
No way. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm excited for the reasons why.
Okay.
I only found this out a few hours ago, and I'm not sure how to deal with this, so any help or advice is appreciated. While cleaning out the kitchen pantry, I, 24 female, was dusting the top shelf, which I can't see the top of, and noticing the clanging of jars up there. So I got out the stepladder, and up there is 14 jars filled to the brim with diarrhea and sealed with lids. The consistency in the jar ranges from brown water. Wow.
It sounded like you just threw up a little bit.
I know.
You should keep that noise in there.
I kind of did.
That was disturbing.
It was
so clear in the headphones,
too. It was so clear.
I'm so sorry, everyone. No, this little drink makes you burp. And then it was like at the most inappropriate time.
Please keep that, please.
The consistency in the jars ranges from brown water to a thick black sludge, like a mixture of blended slugs. And the jars are arranged in order from most watery to most viscous.
They're ordered?
I only know it's diarrhea in the jar because I made the mistake of opening one.
No.
And the stench is unmistakably the same as what he leaves behind in the bathroom. The smell was so bad, I can still feel it burning in the back of my throat. I only live with my husband, 42 male, and he has grim and gruesome IBS-D, his words. But I'm just lost for words as to why he would poo into jars to be sealed and kept. Do I tell him what I found? Do I just get rid of them?
You gotta tell him. You can't just... That's clearly something's going on. Like, he's not just gonna stop just because you got rid of them.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
The only time I've pooped into anything is when I had to send it into the doctor.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a good story. I was like, you pooped into something? What was it?
First of all,
okay, that sounds so normal.
I'm not going to understand this one, but.
Is anyone?
He's got to be scooping. I mean, there's a lot of talent to be, especially if we're talking the Rhea.
If it's a big jar, you could.
Yeah,
bro, the Rhea goes everywhere, though. Like,
There's some splatter for sure.
So was he polishing the outside of the jars? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm even imagining the maneuverability you have to do here. But like, even with those wide mouth mason jars, depending on where he's holding it, though, and positioning it under him, he's definitely, like, spraying onto his own hand as well. Because that jar has to be, like, if he's doing it in the bathroom, like, in the toilet or, like, over a tub.
No, he's doing it in front of the family.
Yeah, I guess this one could be worse. Yeah. So.
Okay, but Justin made a good point. He's only ever done that because he's had to send it into a doctor. Do we think because he has IBS, there's any chance that the doctor was like, please like monitor your poops for like a week or a month?
Maybe, and maybe that's why they're ordered. And then he was just density.
Like, yeah, and then he was just embarrassed because he didn't want to be like, hey, honey, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, could that be a possibility or what do we think?
I feel like if I had that going on, I'd be like, babe, guess what I have to do?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be like hiding them in the kitchen.
Yeah,
but
everyone's different with stuff like that with their significant others. Like, I'm not at all like shy about that, but I know Morgan doesn't even want to fart in front of you. So.
Still has
I'd still tell him about something like this. So I'd be like, this is so weird and gross, but I have to do this.
Right. But some people might not, you know?
Yeah, like, everyone's comfortability. It is interesting. The age gap was a little, like, I got to the age gap when I was like 24, 42, bad at math, but that's a big one.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. So there are some updates. I don't know what they entail.
18 years.
Update, after having a mini mental breakdown this week after my horrific find last week, I feel I owe you all an update. First of all, thank you wholeheartedly to all who gave me advice, encouragement, and help. I really appreciate it. I apologize for the lack of replies, but my life has just been flipped upside down, and I've been in panic attack mode all week. 2 days after finding my husband's stash of jarred diarrhea, I decided to ask him about it. At first, he winced and denied there was anything up there, so I retrieved all the jars and laid them on the kitchen counter and asked him again. Only he and me live here, so he definitely put them there. I told him that. He denied they were full of diarrhea this time and said that he had forgotten about them and that they were simply jars of exotic jams gone bad.
Yeah.
I told him to stop lying and just tell me the truth if he was pooing into jars or not and why he was keeping them. He finally cracked and got angry at me, asking what the big deal was and that he wasn't hurting anyone. So I threw the jars in the garbage outside. He wasn't happy when I did this and physically tried to restrain me by grabbing my wrists and hitting my side. I didn't speak to him for the rest of the day and holed up in the spare room as he had scared me. I checked the garbage later in the day and the jars were gone. He had taken them out and put them somewhere else. In this moment, I know he has chosen jars of curdled turds over his own wife.
Wow, so I was wishful thinking way too hard.
Damn, Holly.
Yeah, my dog's just out here wrecking shit. It's not done yet.
Oh.
Oh, good.
My aim was to get the locks changed when he went to work the next day and kick him out, but I chickened out on the idea. I asked him to leave to give me some space, but he said that he owns the house and that I live here for free. I more than pay for rent by cleaning up the house all day, washing his clothes, and cooking all his meals. I packed a bag throughout the next day and left for my sister's house in the night last Wednesday, catching the last bus of the night as I don't have my own mode of transportation. My sister has been great in taking me in, as herself and the rest of my family, including my parents, have never liked my husband. My husband has tried calling me and messaging me about 100 times, but I can only ignore him right now as my panic attack anxiety comes in waves every time he tries to contact me. I will be filing for divorce, not just because he keeps jars of fecal goop, but because he hurt me in trying to defend them. There are possessions of mine at the house, which I can't go back for, so I will have to send my brother and brother-in-law for me to get these. Apologies for the rambling update. There's a lot more to add. It's just my brain is racing 1,000,000 miles a minute, and I'm just glad I feel safe now.
That Damn. Is wild.
Took quite the turn there.
Wow. I forgot, this is the one that you said that was crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, well, maybe it's for
medical
purposes.
I didn't know all this though. Like, a lot of people sent this one to me and I read the title to like save it for the live show. But this is one of the ones that like I didn't read because so many people sent it to me. And like,
right.
I asked a lot of people, I was like, would this one be good for the live show? Do you need to leave? Hold on, I gotta let Holly out.
Okay.
Okay, back to poop jars. Needy puppy.
What do we think this is? Like, what is going on here?
I don't even want to think about it.
I honestly, I don't know. I think this is like another one of those like unusual mental health issues.
But what though? You know, like what? I mean, and I guess
we'd have to whip out a DSM-5.
Yeah,
that thing's thick.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I don't know. Let's see. Top comment. Oh, top comment. Weren't you and your husband on an episode of Extreme Hoarders? This sounds familiar. You're probably joking, but was that in an actual episode? I don't know if it's the one they are referring to, but there is an episode about a woman who pooped in empty milk jugs and left them all over her house. She also liked it when some poop got in her food.
Wow.
Okay.
So maybe it's one of those extreme hoarders or like that show on TLC, like My Crazy Strange Obsession. Like there was a woman on there eating mothballs. There was a man that was like trying to have sex with his car.
I guess my kind of confusion is his attachment to them. Like, why couldn't he just be like, oh, yeah, whoops, and then, like, go off and poop in jars again?
Isn't that scary, though? Like, when you first find out that the person they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're married to, you just really don't fully know them. Wouldn't that be the most scary thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if I found your poop jars. I don't know. This kind of reminds me of a Hoarders episode, though, because we used to watch that one show for a while, the Hoarders show. And it's really sad because these people, you know, they do realize, wow, what have I gotten myself into? How did I let it get this far? And they're crushed by it. But then when they go to clean out their houses and they are like, okay, keep or trash. And they'll look at a piece of trash like it's their most like prized possession. And so I think hoarding is one of those like really, for me, it would be the biggest thing to struggle with. It's one of those like mental health conditions that is so debilitating and can really mess with your health and life.
Yeah, it's tough because a lot of the things, I think a lot of those episodes were from people who came from poverty.
Yeah.
And so they like wanted to hold on to anything they could. Which, a lot of the items actually you could look at. I know a lot of it was trash.
Yeah.
I get that. But I think that built up over time. But I think some of the items too, it becomes like mini hoarding starts with like, oh, I could use that. I'll need that for something someday. Or yeah. I'll need like little things like that. But this is just so far away from that. It's so far.
I know.
When I was younger, I used to have kind of like a harder time with, it's funny because like I'm not a hoarder, but Sarah will be like, you're a hoarder.
I hold on to so much stuff for like the exact reason that Justin just described. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, what if I need it someday?
What if I need it someday? Exactly.
Like, it's still useful.
Yeah. But when I was really little and my mom used to have me clean up stuff, I was like way worse about like getting rid of stuff. And now I'm a lot better, but like I really don't have that much stuff. So it's just funny that Sarah's hope fits in a really small storage unit right now. Cause I'm,
when you start to move a lot, you learn how much shit you don't need.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I was little, I used to, it's funny. Cause I like had such this like storybook kind of mind where I was like, everything was this adventure kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I would look at things and I'd be like, this could be worth $5 million one day. I can't get rid of it. I can't. What if one day they're like, this is worth $5 million on the TV. And I'm like, I had that and I got rid of it.
Oh, I keep seeing. Oh my God. You were reminding me of that show that used to be on PBS. And it's been on TikTok a lot lately, but Antique Roadhouse. And it was like, oh yeah, my mom picked it up at a garage sale for like $2. And they're like, ma'am.
In that voice.
Ma'am, this is a Picasso plate. This is worth $10,000.
Oh my God.
I was just like, well, you never know. And then and then I go on Coin Reddit because I still follow Coin Reddit from getting Justin a present there. And literally on Coin Reddit, they post pictures of one of a kind pennies. And so they'll post pictures of these pennies and, oh, it's a rare Washington mint, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea what they're even saying. It's a different language. It's worth $15,000.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worth $100,000. I'm like, no, what the? That's a penny. How would anyone know? It's a penny.
And I'm over here. I'm like, I have a pen from Costco. I'm like, this could be big bucks.
To someone, it could be.
Yeah.
It just takes the right person.
Yeah.
But I was just like looking up. I Googled hoarding, like cause of hoarding. And the reason someone becomes a hoarder include altered brain connections, genetics, stress, OCD, environmental factors, and altered levels of serotonin, which altered levels of serotonin and dopamine can cause like a lot of things like schizophrenia is like associated with that. Like neurotransmitters are a big thing, but genetics is interesting to me. I never would have guessed there's like a genetic factor in that, but
the brain's a powerful thing.
One of my things still that I like have a hard time getting rid of is birthday cards.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that it's like the ones that are really heartfelt, I'm keeping. Like, fuck you for calling me a hoarder, Sarah. Just kidding. But like, I'm keeping this one. But it's like the ones that are like HBD Lauren. It's like, tags, have a great summer. Right. And I'm like, you know what? It's really meaningful.
And the longer you have it, the harder it is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I kept it this long. But I'm like, okay, I guess I don't need this many birthday cards.
Yeah.
I saw someone that like did a... They like saved them, but they like scanned them so they were more flat and then put them in like a Pokemon deck card holder.
Oh, smart.
So then like you can keep them, but they're not as fat.
Yeah.
But I've been really starting to keep cards, especially the ones from my grandma that are just like so like her beautiful cursive and just so thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
You have an eyelash.
Where?
Aww.
Help.
It's really stuck to you.
I know. Wow.
You're supposed to have her blow it, are you not?
He said make a wish. I didn't.
She was talking and breathing out as, yeah, you know, uh-huh, there was, yeah.
Okay. Two more quick ones. And then we're done.
I'm hungry.
Then we got some Mendo.
We got some Mendo. Some Mendo. This is like the total opposite of your first mm-hmm homophobe story.
Mm-hmm. We love that.
This is a wholesome one. Like, okay. I feel like we need to like redeem ourselves,
please,
here.
Yeah.
Which, hold on. Do we want to end on a happy note?
Yes.
Okay, well...
Love this a good happy ending.
This one's wholesome, and the next one like isn't as happy, but it's funny.
Okay, let's go.
What one? Wholesome?
Funny, and then wholesome.
Okay. Today I fucked up by wearing a shawl, which ruined my relationship with my girlfriend. Minor background. I am pretty affectionate and at times effeminate. I've never seen this word. I'm so sorry.
Also, is a shawl, just for visual sake, is it the thing that you put all over you and then
he
you can
provides
like,
pictures.
Kinda, okay.
I'm 6'2 and have a pretty tough guy background in that I was in special forces a while ago. And my roommates all served as well. But I also have thin wrists and sit on my friend's lap and blow kisses to them and shit. I'm not gay. I just am me. So while I was in a shop with a roommate a few weeks ago, he saw these really cool shawls that we both couldn't get out of our heads. He returned last weekend to buy them, and now we have these shawls. Mine makes me look like a Star Wars character, and his looks like the outlawed Josie Wales. These are seriously awesome shawls. The first night we wore them, everybody at the dive bar we went to, dudes, thought they were awesome as well. Then this girl and her friend arrive on invite from Shawl Bro, and they are seriously turned off by our shawls, like acting pretty weird about them and making comments, whatever. So I get a call from my girlfriend. She's tired and wants to hang out at my place. And so I bid these mean girls and Shawl Bro adieu and head home. I'm still wearing the shawl when my girlfriend arrives, and she's also really taken aback. She won't even kiss me until I take it off. We get to do the deed and go to sleep, and the next morning she starts asking me if I'm gay. And she's really serious and aggressive about it. I tell her I'm not, that if I was, I'd definitely know by now, and she counters with her major evidence of the fact that I own a shawl. Anyways, she gets weird and leaves and then sends me a text later about how she's sorry and that she needs to think about what kind of man she wants, and then doesn't contact me for days. So yesterday, I invite her. She's stumbling over her words and talking about how she likes tough guys and how she grew up in the South and needs to get used to the big city, but that she doesn't know this or that. And eventually I just tell her very politely to get fucked because I'm pretty insulted at this point. On the way back, now that I'm not directly in front of her, I get this long apologetic text from her, but the crux of it is that, yeah, she's just not that into me anymore because I wore a shawl. Later on, I tell Shawl Bro about this, and he also had a blowout with the girl he was seeing over his shawl that very same night we went out.
Wow.
We are both going to keep wearing the shawls, though. They are very warm. Edit. She's a nice girl. She's just not picking up what I'm putting down. It's a silly thing to be mad about. And by popular demand, the image. And
yes.
It's titled, It's Shawl Over for You Hoes.
Love.
I love that.
He does look like a Star Wars guy.
I love
guy.
It. Yeah.
I don't, like...
That doesn't look... Like, out of place. I don't know. It doesn't seem worth all of that.
But this he's like, look at his eyes. Like, he's a cute guy. You're going to let a shawl ruin that for you? Like, you know what I mean?
But this is kind of what we talked about in the very beginning. It's just like, can she help her attraction? Like, do you know what I mean?
God, we're coming full circle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like... You don't want to be with someone, don't be with them.
Right. Like, but it doesn't mean she should shame him for his shawl. Like, let him fucking wear his beautiful shawl everywhere he wants.
I have a picture of the friend. The way that our other friend was wearing made him look like a little bit of a babushka, like a Russian grandma. But it's honestly, it looks like a poncho.
This literally looks like what
I'm loving
artists
this.
Wear into the studio. You don't
think
twice.
Both got mad about their shawls. Sorry, Jess.
It's kind of a cool look.
I actually dig it. I think the fringe on it is really cool. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll get the pics.
Will you put like a cool jacket over it too? Like,
yeah, I like it. I honestly think this look is going to make a comeback.
And I love it.
It'll be good.
See a lot more stuff in LA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So the top comment on this one is a link to an image, and they go, "You did this, by the way." ... And it shows the internet search term shawl going up in trend.
No way.
And he caused it to like wow. jump
That's
up.
Hilarious. Oh Everyone gets a shawl now.
Yeah.
Jokes on them. The girls.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I'll say for her, because like I think we all agree that the shawl is awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, and we like it, and we're kind of like, okay, chill out. But the only thing
if you didn't catch me earlier in the video.
I know, it's going to be like, bro, you cold?
I was just like uncomfortable. Like this arm was a little warm, but I just like want to be cozy. And that's the thing. He wants to be cozy.
Yeah, totally. What I was going to say though is the only thing that like for the girl is just like, I mean, maybe she really was like insecure and scared that she's dating someone who doesn't love her the way that she loves him. Like, you know, so she was like trying to drill him down and be like, are you sure you're not gay? Because like I would be so sad if I am putting all my energy and time into someone who doesn't love me back the same way that I love you. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like maybe that's what it was. It was coming from her own insecurity, which is just like still like she shouldn't like project that on him. But I'll just give her that. But I think the shawls are dope, and like we should not shame shawls.
But no. If that's a deal breaker for her, it's a deal breaker for her. It's not like no one can say that's wrong. It's preference.
I do like now that we're thinking about this though, don't be mad at me. But you know that one shirt you got that you really liked and I just like wasn't into that shirt?
Oh yeah, Lauren was in support.
Lauren.
Alejandra's in support.
What shirt?
It was just like a shirt that was very just like aggressively loud and it just like, but didn't you wear it out and didn't you say like?
I wore it for a lot of the pictures that I've been taking too. Like,
oh, okay. My argument's invalid. But I do understand like seeing like a clothing item on someone and you're just like, it's not my favorite thing on you. But then I wouldn't break up with you over a shirt.
Yeah, but I like that
honesty. So I don't
know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it was maybe her approach wasn't much. Like maybe she had some concerns about that were deep rooted. But like
shawl,
I don't know about that.
You know,
a shawl.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. I'm like this is what we do. We try to like see where everyone's coming from.
For sure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole reason we're here. I don't know, but I thought it was funny. It's not. I don't know. It lightened the mood a little bit. But the last one is. It's cute.
It's cute. Okay.
Do you want to see the shirt, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
When I saw it in person, I was just kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's just very bold.
Let me be me.
You be you, baby.
All right, let's get this thing done.
Okay. There's food waiting, so Justin's like
motivated.
I still got a lot of shit to do.
Am I the asshole for giving my son my mother's necklace? I lost my parents when I was very young and have spent decades recovering from the trauma. One coping mechanism I had was holding on to all of their things. My parents were well off, and I inherited almost all of their possessions and assets. My therapist and I have talked about why I feel the need to cling to these things that have no use to me, and I've said that I might be open to giving some of these things to someone who would use them and treasure them. I didn't have a concrete plan or timeline for doing so, though. My mother owned a pearl necklace that was passed down from mother to daughter for generations. My great-great-grandmother brought it with her to America when her family fled Germany, so obviously it has immense sentimental value. My mother didn't have a daughter, so the necklace, like everything else, has been sitting in my house for decades, unworn. So, on to my son. He is very into style and fashion. He wears lots of different types of outfits. He'll wear a suit and tie to work function, and then a mini skirt and mesh shirt to go clubbing with his friends. He wears jewelry sometimes and owns a few elegant, classy pieces. No pearls, though. A few months ago, my son was showing me an all-white suit he bought to wear to a friend's party. It was a really nice suit. All of a sudden, I was struck with the idea that my mother's pearls would look great with that suit. So I went and got them. My son became very emotional, and I decided that he should have the pearls to keep. I don't wear necklaces, but he does. I think my mother would want him to have the pearls. When I talked to my therapist about this, she said I made a huge step forward in processing my grief. Now that I've made the first step, it feels a lot more doable to go through my parents' other things. I feel good about my decision. My cousin, mom's niece, called me today livid. She said I shouldn't have given the pearls to my son. She said if they went to anyone, they should go to her or her sister. She claims that they've now left the family. I don't really understand her perspective. I get that the pearls are supposed to go from mother to daughter, not father to son, but that chain was already broken when my mom died without a daughter. I don't see how niece is better than grandson in this scenario. Still, my cousin is a really nice person, so there must be something I'm not getting. Is this like a woman thing? Can a woman explain why I might be the asshole? I think your cousin might be a homophobe.
Yeah, there's no problem.
No, how beautiful is that?
That's really cool.
Absolutely beautiful. We all know how I feel about like heirloom pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this whole episode came so full circle today because what this person's describing mm-hmm. almost sounds a little like hoarding, but like mm-hmm. very discreetly. Every story was really a little connected.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
No, I think that's a beautiful move. It's literally the way to continue the tradition.
Yeah. Like, well,
it just makes sense.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And like, just because he might not, like, nothing was said about his sexuality. So like, you can't imply like just because he gave it to his son doesn't mean that son isn't going to have grandchildren he can pass it on to. Like, well, that's the direct line.
Right. Exactly.
The cousin's just being weird for whatever reason.
Maybe they expected it. Maybe they're jealous now. I don't know. Or maybe they're homophobic, but wherever it's coming from, it's just kind of misguided.
Yes.
I agree.
No comment.
No, it's just a good story. I mean,
it's a better way to end.
Definitely than, not the asshole.
No, I just think it's so, to me, I found this like so beautiful that like there are a lot of parents that have hard times with like their sons wearing dresses or makeup or whatever. And so it's so amazing to me when I see parents that are like, yeah, he wears suits to work and then he'll wear a skirt and mesh tank top or crop top or whatever to go out. Like, he's so, he's what a parent should be. He loves his child no matter what, no matter how they dress, no matter who they love, no matter how they act. Like, he loves his son and he's willing to like overlook what a traditional societal norm would kind of be, like, oh, men don't wear necklaces. It's like, well, why does jewelry have to be gendered? Like, it's jewelry. Appreciate it for the beautiful piece it is and rock it out.
Probably has really good style.
Oh, yeah. Plus, like, a white suit with a little, like, a pearl necklace like this.
I love that.
I know. That's when you know you've made it.
But these are, like, what I was saying earlier, these are the little moments that help push us forward as a society.
Yeah.
All these little moments. So I agree. I think it's very beautiful.
Also, so like just incredible how they got there too. My great great grandmother brought it to her with America when her family fled Germany. Mm-hmm. Cause like you hear about that too. Like these families that were like fleeing from the Holocaust and, you know, everything, they would have to like sew like jewelry into their clothes to like have a form of currency to like barter and escape.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that like those weren't lost on the way or had to be bartered. Like,
yeah,
just a beautiful story through and through. And that's all I have.
Woo!
Hey!
That was fun.
Twins. Jinx.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was good. I know some of these are really crazy. If we would have had them on the live show, we would have been only able to get through one story, I think.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, true.
I feel tired.
They're pretty long.
I know.
That was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster. But that's all I got for this episode. Merch will be dropping on the 18th. I don't know when this is coming out. I think it's coming out next week. So keep your eye open for merch. The What's in the Box t-shirt will be available, as well as the sweatshirts, especially for those international people that like weren't able to get it through Moment House. And then be sure to check our Patreon, as there will be an exclusive story from this theme of like didn't make the live show that Lauren reads and we really get into. And that's about it. That's all I got for y'all. Time to eat.
Time to eat.
Let's eat.
Until next time, you guys.
Until next time.
Until next time.
No, I try to high five. And it's just blatantly recorded how much I just got denied.
Oh.
Until next time.
There we go.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys, and be sure to check out this week's partners. Bye.